Engineers paid to review the port debacle say the main concern is that the work already done on the port would not hold up in a big earthquake, and that at the end of 50 years, it would be overstressed and not meet safety standards. The clay soil in Cook Inlet, they say, presented a serious challenge to construction. Mayor Dan Sullivan acknowledged that it appears some of the work already done likely can't be repaired.
I'm not an engineer nor a construction expert to know whether or not some of that can be mitigated with construction techniques or not, but that's why I think we just need to be patient until February when we get the recommendation on how to proceed forward. But again, as was asked before, clearly there was an indication that some of this work is irreparable.
The Port of Anchorage expansion project has been in the works for more than a decade. The municipality of Anchorage partnered with the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration on the project. In 2003, construction got underway, then stalled around 2009 after serious construction problems came to light. Cost estimates skyrocketed. Upwards of $300 million public dollars have been spent on the project so far. Dr. Larry McAllister works with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says his offices will be coming up with several design concepts, which they'll be presenting this spring.
You know, an engineer, given enough time and money, we can repair and fix anything. The issue becomes how much time, how much money is available. Do we want to move forward with a completely different concept, the combination of the two? That's the sort of thing that we're going to be doing in the next several months.
The Corps of Engineers' concepts for how to move forward will be part of a second study that will identify the most promising alternative design and should be available by March. Sullivan says that's when his office will be able to put a price tag on the project. The only estimate he can give now is that it will cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The municipality has about $80 million on hand for the project and is set to receive another $50 million from a bond that was approved by voters on November 6th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.